sprayed on the front gate of James' property in Brentwood. Officers were sent to the home yesterday morning, finding the property managers had already covered up the vandalism. James is in Northern California preparing for the NBA Finals. Meanwhile, police in the nation's capital say a noose was found at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, found yesterday by tourists inside the exhibition on segregation. The incident coming just days after a noose was found hanging from a tree outside another D.C. museum. And SpaceX breaking new ground again, saying it's using an orbiting spacecraft for a second time to resupply the International Space Station. The Dragon ship being used in today's launch from the Kennedy Space Center was first used in 2014. The company's reused first-stage rocket boosters before, but never a spacecraft that actually goes into orbit. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning at 11:02. It is 60 sunny degrees in Flemington. Finally, the rain has stopped. Forecast for tonight day is sunny, high near 81. It's actually 71 degrees.
What's the forecast for Saturday?
Saturday is mostly sunny, a high of 76.
Tomorrow, it's beautiful. No chance of rain?
No chance of rain.
Friday, oh, that's awesome news, Jennifer.
Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers, and Sunday, there's a 40%.
What time on Friday?
Friday. Isolated showers after 11 a.m.
For the rest of the day? For the next 13 hours?
For the next 13 hours.
All right.
And it drops to 20% at night.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
That's good.
This is getting better and better for Community Day.
All right. So that's the weather.
Oh, you sounded thrilled about that.
No, I'm pleased for you.
Us.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be
trivia question. What movie is this song featured in? Where Bing Crosby sings it with a bunch of kids. Kids.
One of the Father O'Malley movies. Bells of St. Mary's, Going My Way.
Going My Way is correct. Very good.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to the library show. Why are we playing this song, by the way?
It's for Miss Betty.
Who's Miss Betty?
She's a friend of Miss Morgan's.
Why do you call people Miss?
It's a term of respect.
Okay, so are you going to explain, or after I do our introduction?
No, I can't explain.
How old is Miss Betty?
Older than you. I believe she was 94 last week.
She's 94 years old? Oh, so she's contemporary of Dare Bingle.
Yes.
Very good. The Library Show, starring Jennifer Wimber and Jim Thatch. But you gotta, if you play a song, you gotta give the background to it. I'm sorry.
Sometimes there's no background.
We're broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Hunterdon County Community Day is this Saturday, and Jennifer just told us that the weather forecast is glorious. I think the only word I can think of to describe Saturday's weather is glorious. Family day type weather, Jennifer. Everything is set for an awesome day for the entire family. See, it says it right in my promo. We'll give you details, including what HCL has in store for visitors of Community Day. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is a week from Saturday on June 10th. It will be another fun day that you won't want to miss. Jennifer drives way too fast to worry about cholesterol. The HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series has expanded this year. The Youth Services Summer Reading Club is ready to roll starting June 19th. All that and more. On today's library show, what's the matter?
That doesn't even make any sense.
What?
I drive too fast to worry about high cholesterol.
To worry about your cholesterol?
Why? That means I'm going to kill myself driving?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's exactly what it means.
That's a real nice way to start the day, Jim.
Okay, you're going to take everything literally today. Is this?
I'm not taking everything literally. It's just an odd way to start the show.
I start the show like this every week, Jennifer.
Predicting my death? Predicting my demise?
Ouch. Okay. Community Day is this Saturday, Huntington County Community Day. We have so much to tell you about this great day that I don't even know where to start, Jennifer. But let's start here. It's the fourth annual.
Beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Fourth annual Huntington County Community Day, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, is Saturday, June 3rd. That's this Saturday. Today's June 1st, by the way. Does your family play that stupid pinch and punch game for the first of the month?
I don't know about that one. My sisters and I typically say rabbit.
Of course you do. I wouldn't think of anything else. And why would you say rabbit?
Trixie Belden said rabbit on the first of every month. Like for good luck. But other than that, I don't know the origin.
And of course, my next question is what?
Who is Trixie Belden?
Of course, everyone listening to the radio show, next question. Do I really have to ask that question?
Well, you know Nancy Drew, you know the Hardy Boys, you might even know Cherry Ames. Trixie Belden was another teenage sleuth in the 60s.
Okay.
Written first.
I can't believe how deep we've gotten into this already.
First written by Julie Campbell, her first six books, and then Catherine Kenny wrote them after.
Okay. So who is she?
She's the sleuth, the star of this.
Okay, and why did she say rabbit on the first day of every
month? I don't know.
Month?
She just thought it brought luck.
So this is just a random sentence in one book about Trixie Belden from your youth.
Mm-hmm.
And you and your sisters still say it every day.
No.
Every first of the month.
Yeah. Well, we still read them.
But see, you say this matter-of-factly like this is common knowledge for the pop culture.
Well, it should
and
be.
And it's not, Jennifer. Pinch and the Punch, by the way, is just, if it's first of the month, if it's for a family member, if no one's done it to you, you can do it to them. Which, I'm glad I won't be seeing any of my family members today.
Did you see
because
your wife?
I never forget. Yeah, and she did it.
If I had known, I saw
but
her
I never forget. It's something from her side of the family.
I saw her this morning, too. I would have done it if I had known about it.
But I'm ready to give someone on this room a pinch and a punch. It doesn't matter if it's the first day or not. Okay, Saturday, June 3rd, County Fairgrounds at South County Park, located 1270, Route 179 in Ringo's. It's fun for the whole family, Jennifer. Oh, the hours, by the way, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This Saturday, June 3rd. It's fun for the whole family. There's going to be a petting zoo, pony rides, vendors, a reptile show, food, games, and music. A community shred event, a tethered balloon ride. There's going to be square dance demonstrations. There's going to be, I believe Chris called it a bouncy village or something, like a lot of different shaped bounce houses that the kids can go in.
Of course, he would.
There's going to be music, of course. I forget the main band, but Marshall's Dixieland Band will be there to be somewhere near the entrance to welcome the guests to Community Day. Food, of course. Madalena's will be there. There's going to be Rita's. Holiday Inn, I think, is having some kind of kebab things or something. Things that you can walk around and interact with the local vendors and our local businesses that will be on hand to show you what our community is all about.
So how can we find out what the main state or the main event is going to be?
It's the name of the band?
Yeah.
I can't remember. But they're going to be awesome. That's all I know. The sponsors, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike Subs, Huntington Healthcare, the Huntington County Cultural Heritage Committee, and the Chamber of Commerce, and the Friends of the Huntington County Library. I'd like to They kind of sponsored the Marshall's Dixieland Band, and they're going to be on hand at the Hunterdon County Library. And it's not a booth, our area. And we have a lot planned, Jennifer. We have the bookmobile will be on hand. Carrie will be driving that up. Have that all set up for tours all day at Community Day. We're going to have a beach-themed basket to raffle off for anyone that stops by and fills out a little slip. We'll have all handouts about what's going on, including our summer concert series, our art show the next week. If you don't have a library card and you live in the county and want one, you can sign up right there for it. Plus information about our youth services summer reading clubs. And speaking of them, at 1 p.m. on Saturday, a youth services librarian will be on hand, and she'll do a story time, like they do at the libraries throughout the years. So we'll do one live at Community Day. And then the Friends will be there as well with all information about their group. And then they have a special event, Jennifer. They're going to have an inflatable kiddie pool full of kids' books, filling to the brim, overflowing with kids' books. And they're going to play a little game where the kids come and they try to catch a fish. It was explained to me briefly, so I don't know exactly how this is going to work. But if they catch a fish, they win a book. Jennifer, it's as simple as that. You can go over to the kid pool and pick any book they want. Take it home with them.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a poster for it.
Why are you saying that?
They're not going to make a poster, like, explaining this?
Well, no. I made a small poster. It's called Catch a Fish, Win a Book. That's the explanation. I think that's, you don't need to know more than that.
Okay.
So they'll be on hand, too. So a lot going on just at the Hunterdon County Library area. So this, to just take that small piece and multiply that by 50, and that's what Community Day is going to be. Just a lot of fun events, a lot of nice people to meet, a lot of games and food. I don't know how to explain it. It's done a great job. I'm on the committee, and just sitting in the meetings listening to all the things that are going to be happening.
Are they doing the Guinness balloon toss?
No, that will be next year. They couldn't get officially. They want to do it so it's an official Guinness record.
Right.
So the time frame wasn't quick enough. So we have plenty of time to get it ready for next year. So it is definitely happening at 5th annual Hunterdon County Community Day. So like I said, the square dance demonstrations, the reptile guy is always very popular, Jennifer. He'll be there. There's going to be a petting zoo. Did I mention petting zoo?
I did.
If you're in the Hunterdon County area and you're around Ringo's, you won't want to miss this event. Once again, it's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We got a very loud noise in the background.
The air conditioner?
Is that what's coming through?
I think so.
You know what? I think it is. Wow. It's not that loud in person. It's louder on the radio.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's screens in the window that we could have opened them.
So once again, the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day this Saturday, June 3rd, 2017, at the County Fairgrounds. I'll be there. Is Jennifer going to be there?
No.
Oh, that's right. Jennifer's going. Where are you going, Jennifer?
Oh, actually, the plans have changed.
And you're going to the Community Day?
No, my furniture's coming on Saturday.
Okay. And?
Touchy subject.
What, you got to stay for 5 hours? Can't you stop by Community Day and say hi?
I will try to.
Okay.
But
it'd be important. All our radio listeners might be able to meet Jennifer Winberry in live. She'll sign autographs if you want.
They come to the library and I'd be...
She'll tell you who Trixie Belden is.
Oh, stop. It's June 1st, so I could tell you about... Are you going to have bookmarks? Jim Thatch bookmarks at Community Day? Why not?
Come to the library. No, I will. If I can remember to grab some, I will.
Well, if you're not going to have bookmarks, then you're not going to have Jennifer, and they can come to the library, get the bookmark, and I'll autograph the bookmark.
Are you working that day?
No, I'm off.
What
not
kind
on
of,
Saturday.
What kind of furniture are you getting?
Living room furniture.
So why, this should be a happy event.
Oh, it is.
Give me something to work with here.
No, it was very... It was a very easy process. We got it at the Flemington Department Store.
Then what's the problem? You're acting like there's something terrible about that.
No,
happening.
No. There's just like a lot of cleaning that has to be done. You know, I want to wax the floors before it gets
good.
There and clean out.
Probably a bad time.
Jim, did you hear about Mr. Met? What Mr. Met did yesterday?
Something about giving the finger or something?
Yeah.
Did he? To who?
The fans. I don't know the whole story.
What brought that up?
I have no idea. But what, let me quick tell you
are
about...
I change the subject because my feeble mind...
No, no, no. I was thinking... This is radio, and we don't have the video up portion yet. So the Jim Thatch bookmark, thank goodness. Did that help?
Yeah, what was that?
It just went into, like, low.
That did help.
To maintain. It did help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a Jim Thatch bookmark, and there is a snorkeler looking at a school of fish, and you're challenged to find HCLs and the month. June is hidden pretty well.
Yeah, trouble seeing it. The funny thing is people will have trouble seeing because some people's minds don't work that way. Some people will see it right away. It'll just jump out at you, and other people will have trouble seeing it. I don't want to give too much away.
Yes. Yeah, and I found three HCLs. I don't know if I should keep looking.
Well, you found one more than I put in there, so congratulations.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I think this angelfish in the front, I think there could be one or two up in there.
No,
I don't think it was
zero.
I don't think it was intended to, but take a look at it.
There's two Junes and two HCLs.
Oh, there's two Junes.
We'll
talk off the air.
We'll study in the commercial. So every month I make a bookmark with a hidden picture. I'll give you a little background on this. A little hidden picture. So the first of the month, besides getting a pinch in the punch, a good thing is I'll give you a bookmark of original artwork that I've been doing since October of 1987, Jennifer. Actually, this September will be my 360th bookmark. This September's bookmark, 360, which means, of course, the quick math, 30 years of ACL bookmarks.
Right, but 360 is like a complete circle.
Yes.
So there's a lot you can do
with
that.
That means it's my last one?
No, but you can do a lot with that.
Oh, so you're giving me ideas for this.
I am. I gave you one for the October bookmark. It'll be our
something
fifth
with your birthday?
No, well, that would be nice, too. it'll be our fifth year doing the radio.
Right, so something with the radio show.
I think that would be good.
I think we will. Keep reminding me about that.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to our first commercial break, and we will come back with Today in History after the break.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Come join us for the 4th annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't know much about it.
Welcome back to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry, co-starring Jim Thatch.
Stop.
In a supporting role, Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the date, which is June 1st that we firmly established. I'll ask her, give her some names of people who were born or who have died on June 1st. See if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Just found out that Jennifer's mother is on a cruise, so she's not listening live today.
She is not.
Bummer.
I know.
But I hope she's enjoying the cruise.
Maybe she is.
They don't have internet in Alaska. So I hope they're having a good time on the cruise. I'm sure they'll listen to the archives when they get back. When are they coming back?
Well, Saturday night.
My son is coming in today with his girlfriend, and they're going on a cruise down to Bermuda.
Nice.
I think they leave Saturday.
The pregnant one? Not pregnant son, the pregnant.
Yes, she is with child, Jennifer. That's my grand son you're talking about.
I can't wait.
You can't? Why?
I'm sensing an opportunity for a lot of abuse.
Good. I can take it. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, let's go back to June 1st, 1779, Jennifer. Who was court-martialed for malfeasance? What general in the Continental Army is court-martialed for malfeasance on June 1st, 1779?
I know Kiko knows this. Jennifer doesn't.
Who was the Revolutionary War general that would have been court-martialed?
When something is there.
If I say one word, you'll get it.
I know. Say it.
Traitor.
Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold is correct. Was a hero earlier on in the Revolutionary War, but then, for reasons unbeknownst to me, Jennifer, but I'm sure people know, it would turn. Do you know why?
No, but you also could have said Peter Brady, and I would have gotten it.
Oh, because of the play?
Yeah.
See, that's how I know. Actually, Carrie and I were talking about this the other day, because she's very good at trivia, too. And then it's like when you get a hard one, like, well, how'd you know that one? Oh, that was from remember that Brady Bunch episode? That's how I know my information. Not from actually reading the history books. It's from stuff like that. I don't know if that's pathetic or a little bit of, I don't know. Let's move on. 1792, Jennifer, what is admitted as the 15th state of the United States? 15th.
Vermont.
That's close. I know Vermont is 14th. Let's go a little west from the original 13.
Ohio?
Very close, just south. The neighbor to the
Kentucky.
South. Kentucky is correct. Okay, and then 4 years later...
Wait, aren't you going to compliment me on my geography knowledge?
Well, I wouldn't expect anything less. 1796, Jennifer, a scant 4 years later, the 16th state of the United States is admitted.
Ohio.
Incorrect. But it is a neighbor of Kentucky.
Tennessee.
Correct. Tennessee is correct. Okay, Jennifer...
So what year was Ohio admitted to?
I don't know. It could have been between Kentucky and Tennessee, but not on June 1st.
Well, no, because then they wouldn't be, because you said 15th and 16th.
Oh, correct. I did say that. So it couldn't have been. It couldn't have been the 15th and a half state,
no,
Jennifer.
So it was Vermont, Kentucky.
So it must have been 17th. I would have thought Ohio would have been earlier than that.
Yeah, so would I have.
Interesting. Right, I bet Ohio's 17th or 18th. Okay, Jennifer, while you're looking that up, June 1st, 1812... what does President James Madison ask of Congress?
To declare war.
Correct. On who?
The French.
Incorrect. The War of 1812 was against our old foes, Britain.
Again?
Yes. I believe they burned the White House down.
Wow. Ohio wasn't admitted till March 1st, 1803.
Well, that's only 7 years after Tennessee.
No, but I would have guessed it very early.
I think a plane just flew overhead, and you could hear that so clearly in the microphones. Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay, let's move on. 1813, Jennifer. A scant year later, James Lawrence, Jennifer, the mortally wounded commander of the USS Chesapeake, gives his final order. What were his memorable final words?
Something about down with the ship.
Close. Don't give up the ship.
Don't give up the ship.
Don't give up the ship, uttered by James Lawrence. On this date in 1813, Jennifer.
Excuse me, you are correct. Ohio was the 17th state.
Okay, Jennifer, and then in 1990, Bush.
Wow.
What?
You jumped way ahead.
Well, that just seems an interesting, Jennifer. I June 1st, 1990, George H.W. Bush, Jennifer, and Mikhail Gorbachev signed a treaty. What did the treaty end?
The Cold War?
No.
The arms race.
Production of something.
Nuclear weapons.
Close. Chemical weapons.
Chemical.
No more chemical weapons, Jennifer, and I believe everybody's adhered to that since...
Today.
When was the... chemical weapons. What was Agent Orange? Was that Vietnam or something?
Yeah.
Terrible stuff. Okay, born or died on the state, Jennifer. Born in on 1801 on June 1st. In 1801 on June 1st. I'm getting my... Is that preposition? Articles? What is on or in a sentence?
It could be a preposition.
It is? You're just saying that. Brigham Young, Jennifer, was born on June 1st, 1801.
I would have thought he was older. He was the founder of the Mormon religion in quite possibly Utah.
Well, he wasn't the founder, really.
But he was the...
He was the second president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day. I think you're thinking Joseph Smith.
But I think he took it to... He took it and ran with it.
So that religion came west from the east because they were a very persecuted religion. Like, they got kicked out of Missouri and all these states where people wanted to kill them. So they went and found Salt Lake City so they could be by themselves and practice religion the way they wanted to. But then, of course, as time went by, the world encroached on them again. But they're still there, right?
Well, what's going on? 1896.
You got to turn that air conditioner.
Utah was the 45th state to join the Union. Maybe they could have just stayed independent.
Okay, 1890, Frank Morgan was born on June 1st.
He was a financier.
No, that's J.P.
Oh, Morgan. No. He was the Great and Powerful Oz.
Very good. Frank Morgan played the Wizard of Oz in The Wizard of Oz. 1926, Andy Griffith was born.
He was a comedian, the Andy Griffith Show, comic actor.
Yes. He was in a lawyer show after that.
Matlock.
Was it Matlock? Yes. Okay, 1926, same date as Andy Griffith, Jennifer. Marilyn Monroe, same year.
She was a blonde bombshell. She was married to Joe DiMaggio. She was married to Frank Sinatra.
What was her given name?
Norma Jean. I don't know her last name.
It was Baker. Norma Jean Baker. Okay, 1934, Pat Boone was born on June 1st.
April Love. He was a singer.
April Love is the song you're coming up with. Very good.
Okay. Love Letters in the Sand.
There you go. You know your Pat Boone. What was he famous for wearing? I believe it was white shoes.
Oh, I believe you're right.
Not sure.
Like white bucks.
Yeah. 1940, Rene Auberjonois. Rene Auberjonois.
Oh, he was the butler on Benson.
That's very good.
Auberjonois.
Okay, thank you. I also know him. It's your DVD alert today. He was the preacher in the movie The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson.
Yes,
since it
was
a Memorial Day. Great, great Revolutionary War movie. He was in that. So if you've never seen The Patriot, stop by the Huntington County Library and borrow it from our DVD collection. Okay, 1947, Ronnie Wood was born.
Don't know.
Ronnie Wood is guitarist for the Rolling Stones.
Hmm.
And then 1974, this is actually a topical person, Jennifer. Alanis Morissette was born.
She's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she's topical. You'll say a song and I'll know it, but
Her big album was called Jagged Little Pill.
But there was a song that I know she's...
Brass in My Pocket. Like Hand in My Pocket. Brass in Pocket was the Pretenders. Hand in My Pocket. No, big song was I'm Here to Remind.
I can like hear it in my head.
Yeah. But she's topical, so I believe they just made a play about called Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, did...
See if I'm correct about that.
Yeah, next year, yeah. It'll be released. It'll be, yeah.
You Ought to Know was the name of her big song. You Ought to Know.
I'm not crazy, I have to say, about these musicals made up of people's music. Like Billy Joel's and... The Four Seasons, it was more of a story. But like...
Billy Joel's wasn't?
I don't know. I didn't really think...
Did you see it?
No. But what I've seen of
and
it...
And what do you
know
about...
What can I say?
You just hate Billy... Oh, no, you like Billy Joel.
I like Billy Joel.
I'm thinking of our guests that hated Billy Joel. Okay, died on this day, Jennifer. In 1927, Lizzie Borden died.
Oh, my gosh, there's a book coming out, a novel about her.
So very topical.
She wasn't convicted. She was tried for murdering her parents, her step-parents.
Everybody thinks she did it, but she didn't do it, did she?
She was not convicted of it.
But everybody assumes that she did it because of that little nursery rhyme or whatever.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her father 40 whacks.
Finish it.
When she was through, she... It doesn't scan right.
When she saw what she had done.
She gave her mother 41. But I know it a different way. And it doesn't scan right. But there's a book coming out in August.
What do you mean doesn't scan right?
When she was through, she gave her mother 42. It doesn't... Oh. The cadence is wrong. But there's a... See What I've Done is a novel based on...
So did somebody frame her?
I don't know.
Or was
she... Just because you're not convicted doesn't mean you didn't do it.
Really?
It means the prosecutor didn't do his job.
So what kind of statement are you making about the American justice system there? 1943, Leslie Howard was born. Or died, I'm sorry, on June 1st.
He was Ashley Wilkes in Gone with the Wind.
I thought you'd get that one. 2001, Hank Ketchum died.
Oh, golly.
Hank?
That name sounds really familiar.
Ketchum. You read the funny papers ever?
No, that was more Frank Ketchum.
American cartoonist most famous for creating Dennis the Menace.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, 2014, Ann B. Davis.
Alice
died.
From the Brady Bunch.
Yes, that was only 3 years ago that Alice died. And Florence Henderson has died. They just had the four kids, or four of the six kids on the Today Show.
Oh, did they?
I don't know why. Actually.
I don't think Eve Plum comes around much.
No, she wasn't there. That was one. So who else wasn't there?
I know Maria McCormick was, I'm sure. Peter Knight.
No, Morgan was not.
She was not, really. Because no. She did.
Eve Plum and Maureen McCormick were the two that weren't there.
Really? Because Maureen McCormick wrote a book and everything.
But I got to tell you, the other four looked really good. Because I think it's the 50th anniversary of the Brady Bunch.
It could be.
Which is unbelievable.
It's the 50th anniversary of The Godfather.
Is it the Brady Bunch? No.
No, it couldn't be the Brady Bunch.
It's got to be 40.
50 no,
would
50.
Be 66. So, Godfather's made.
No. It's not 60s, 70s.
Right.
So Godfather was 70.
Well, maybe the book The Godfather was written in the 60s.
74. No. 73. What?
The book. When was the book written, Jennifer?
I don't know, but they're re-showing the movie.
But you have Google right behind you.
I know.
It's okay. We'll look it up during our break. Actually, I haven't.
But no, remind but they're
me to
showing
up the music at the end of the show.
They're showing
break.
The Godfather movie in theaters again.
Maybe it's so for it the 4th, 45th?
It must be some anniversary.
Jennifer will find that out. While she's looking that up, I have something else important to tell you about. It's the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, a scant 1 week after Community Day. So your next two Saturdays, Jennifer, are busy.
Before we go, can we talk about Memorial Day first? Because you mentioned it real fast.
Sure.
Did you go to the parade?
No.
Why not?
It was on Monday or Sunday.
Monday.
And then I didn't go. For some reason, I thought it was Sunday and I wasn't in town.
I know you were in Ocean Grove.
How did you know that? Was something on Facebook?
Sister-in-law tagged you on Facebook.
Oh, God. Are you friends with my sister-in-law?
No.
No. Why don't you become her friend?
Because I don't know her. That would be kind of weird. She has no idea who I am.
She knows who you are. She knows you're the assistant director. Everybody knows who you are in this county, Jennifer. You are the assistant director of the mighty Hunterdon County Library.
I see. So you went to Ocean Grove for Memorial Day?
Just that Sunday. Lori stayed for a few days. I only went down for the day because some of my nephews were down there. And walked over to Asbury Park and went to their, they have a really neat beer garden.
I was going to say, noticed there was a lot of beer, so you weren't in Ocean Grove for a while.
So that was the picture probably was in the beer garden.
Yeah.
This air conditioner is bugging me.
I'm sorry.
It sounds like it's coming out of my microphone.
It's excellent that it's the air conditioner, not me for a change.
So, yes, Ocean Grove was a lot of fun. Have you been to Ocean Grove ever?
Not in a long time.
It's changed, though, and Asbury Park is really picking it up, Jennifer.
Is it?
You wouldn't fear for your life walking around Asbury Park streets
anymore. I never did.
No? Why?
I don't know. Well, we went to Fleet Week on Sunday.
Okay, how was that?
It was good. There were a lot of sailors. I was going to take
a lot of sailors on leave?
Yes. And I kept asking, why aren't they singing and dancing? People I was with didn't think I was funny.
And what was that Gene Kelly movie called?
On the Town.
Okay.
Gene Kelly, Jules Munchen, and Frank Sinatra.
Jules Munchen? How did he get that?
I don't know.
Hey, we need a third. We got Gene Kelly, we got Frank Sinatra, and who would he get for the third? How about Gene Munchen?
Jules.
Why didn't they get Dean Martin or somebody?
I don't know. It was
Gene
Disney.
Munchen. That was his.
Jules.
Oh, Jules Munchen?
Yes.
So that was his time. He could have been a huge star, and he obviously blew it.
I know.
What else was he in after that?
I don't know.
He got to star with Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly. Ouch, Jules.
I know. But we were going to go on the Circle Line, but we ended up going on the Beast, the speedboat.
Okay.
And the Intrepid is a couple piers down.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed.
The Intrepid was packed. Yeah, you're probably wise not to do that.
Well, I was hoping we have a museum pass for the Intrepid, but it was reserved for that day because you can cut in line if you have a pass. You don't have to stand in the general.
Another benefit of having a Hunterdon County Library card.
That's right. And then we walked with the High Line, and we got to the 10th Avenue Amphitheater.
Okay, so what is the 10th Avenue Amphitheater?
They just have an amphitheater overlooking 10th Avenue.
There's no performers there. It's just overlooking 10th Avenue.
Well, sometimes
like 10th Avenue is the show?
Sometimes there's performers. Sometimes Jennifer will sing 10th Avenue Freeze out there.
You did in front of everybody?
Not in front of everybody. I don't really make it a thing.
I would have been impressed.
I know you. I sent you a picture of it.
I saw it, but I didn't see you singing 10th Avenue.
Well, I was taking the picture.
But you take a selfie of you singing.
True.
Have you ever taken a selfie of yourself?
My arms are not long enough for selfies.
Then get a selfie stick.
You know, I was wondering if they were out of favor, but so many people had selfie sticks in New York on Sunday. I was really surprised.
Quite the fan, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, where were we?
Yeah, you were going to talk about the art show.
You were talking about Memorial Day. So
yeah.
Did you go to the parade?
The parade comes by my house after it's over, so it's pretty cool.
Neat.
The fire truck. But I didn't know.
Wasn't it pouring?
It was, and I didn't think they were still going to have it, but they did. But when I was in the parade, you'd get to the end, and Mr. Dooley, the music teacher from the middle school, would play taps with his son, and then they would do the volley of shots. But like at 9 o'clock in the morning, they did the volley of shots.
Maybe they ran the parades quicker to beat the weather.
Maybe. I don't know. Unless they just laid the wreath in the cemetery earlier.
It might have just been an abbreviated parade because of the thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It was pretty wet.
And never too late to thank our servicemen and women for giving the ultimate sacrifice. And that's why we celebrate Memorial Day.
Yeah, it looks really neat if you drive up past the cemetery. All the flags are...
Right.
I don't know. I find it touching, but, you know.
It's very touching. I find it too. I have a heart, Jennifer.
You're not like the Grinch. It's not black and full of murk. All right. Talk about the art show. Today's the last day to...
Today is unofficially enter. The last day to enter. It's the entry deadline, or tomorrow is, Jennifer. Did you say tomorrow?
I thought you said June 1st was the deadline.
It is. I did say Thursday. Why did I say Thursday, June 1st?
I don't know.
But today is unofficially, but wink, wink, if you are interested in entering the art show and you still want to do so, I'll give you until middle of next week. We still have a few openings. I believe we are over 50, and we accept 75. So we're getting there, Jennifer. And you know, a lot of people like to procrastinate, like me, and probably, well, maybe not you. You're pretty organized.
Right. I'm trying to learn to procrastinate.
So if you'd like to enter, if you'd like to enter, here are the details. We have three categories of exhibitors, students up through senior in high school, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. We accept any type of medium except photography. And it's because we have a dedicated photography show in the fall, so all you photographers will just have to wait a few months to enter that one. There'll be awards. We'll have two local judges that will judge your artwork. And then they'll give a award for best in show, and they'll give some honorable mention ribbons as well as first place cash awards in each category. And the best in show is a cash award, as is the public's choice award, which will receive a cash award. So how it works is if you enter the show, we'll set up some snow fences on the library lawn. Hopefully the weather will be as nice as this Saturday for Community Day. Artists will come and set up their work on their section of snow fence, so each artist will have several examples of their work to show the judges and to show the public. Artists are welcome to sell their work, and I've heard artists in the past have done very well selling their work. So if you are coming to attend the show, you might want to throw the old checkbook in the bag just in case, Jennifer, because a lot of talented local artists will be there. So it's a great day to come out to meet the local artists, see a lot of great local artwork. Once again, it's Saturday, June 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Besides the artwork, we're going to have music provided by the Jugtown Mountain String Band. We're going to have some refreshments provided by the Kona Ice truck, refreshment truck. So Kona Ice will be on hand as well. You're welcome to bring a picnic lunch and a blanket or a chair if you want to hang out for a little while with us. Of course, the library will be open. The exhibit being set up today in the library, coincidentally, is the Hunterdon County Watercolor Society. Always has their juried show every June, Jennifer, since I think I've been working at the library. They've been doing this for probably more than 30 years. I believe it's been every year I've been there. So the Hunterdon County
Watercolor,
and a lot of them will actually be in the art show as well, Jennifer. Did I get what?
Did you get your certificate? You keep saying 30 years.
Did I get a certificate? Yeah, I did get a certificate.
Did you?
Why?
Did you make it yourself?
Yes, I gave myself my certificate for working 30 years at the library. I was very touched. I was very humbled.
Who's in the showcases?
The showcases is an Ark of Hunterdon. What is Ark? Could you explain to me what Ark of Hunterdon is?
Let me look it up because it's an acronym.
Yes. So it's someone affiliated with the Ark of Hunterdon. Her mother...
it doesn't say... there's, like, no explanation.
Arranged the show.
Is there... there should be an explanation.
Well, explain.
No.
They're gonna... They're not done setting it up yet, Jennifer.
The Ark of Hunterdon... I'm looking to what it means. It supports and empowers individuals experiencing intellectual and developmental disabilities and their family.
Right. So this is one of the ARC's beneficiaries that's done this show. She's taken pictures of ARC staff and pictures. So we decided to have a show of her work, which she's a very talented young woman.
No, it looks quite good.
So that's what's kind of, and we're trying to raise a little bit of awareness for ARC of Hunterdon County. So they actually might, one of the days we're negotiating, they're going to sit in front of the exhibit and kind of greet people and have information about the ARC on hand, since me and you needed some, you know, explanation about this too.
Yeah,
so I think it's an important thing that we need.
I mean, it's one of those things, you know what it is, but how do you put it
exactly into
words?
So the Hunterdon County Library, we don't lie when we say at the beginning of every show we offer a wide variety of services, programs, and community support, Jennifer. Our Hunterdon is a member of our community that we are trying to support. So if you want to see that exhibit as well as the Hunterdon County Watercolor Society exhibit, they are both going up today and will be up through the month of June.
And the Daughters of the American Revolution are going to be putting up an exhibit, and they will be accepting flags that need to be disposed of for their flag disposal ceremony on June 22nd. And that will be in conjunction with the 300th Flag Day program on June 14th. Okay, so we're going to finish up with our last bit of business, and maybe we'll talk about some of the programs coming in June when we get back.
Sounds like a great plan.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and what's her name?
Before we start on the program, Jennifer, we mentioned the exhibits at the Hunterdon County Library in June. Let me mention the exhibits at the North County Branch Library during the month of June. Annandale artist Terry Fraser exhibits her oil paintings, beginning with realistic landscapes, barns, and animals painted from pastoral photos taken in New Jersey. Terry has gradually inspired to explore the twinkle of light playing among leaves and branches, evoking feelings of joy and playfulness. Emphasizing in between spaces allowed her to create a less realistic and more playful series of juniper trees with twisting, bending branches, needles, and berries. Lately, Terry has expanded her media to include upcycled fabrics and screens, bringing complex layers and textures to her creations. And in the exhibit cases, G.I. Joe collector Jack Dab. How many G.I. Joes do you think there are, Jennifer? Did you have one?
I did not have a G.I. Joe. I did not have a Barbie either, just for the record.
Jack probably has that one, too. The 12-year-old sixth grader has been collecting Joes since he was four and has assembled over 100 troops representing all branches of the service and all areas through the 1970s. Of course, they are all properly uniformed and equipped with weapons and vehicles suitable for their missions as snipers, frogmen, scouts, cannoneers, etc. So those are the exhibits for the month of June at the North County Branch Library, located at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, New Jersey.
Yes?
I thought you wanted to talk about programs.
Oh, no, I didn't know you were finished.
I thought I wrapped that up pretty
I don't know. It just convincingly. It didn't sound finished.
No.
Did you talk about the program we had last night?
That was the most definitive ending sentence I think I could have possibly said.
Okay. Did you mention the program? Well, we were on the air. Did you mention the program we had last night?
The Dean Martin program.
Yeah.
Did we mention it on the air?
I don't remember.
Last night, Dave DeLuca. I don't know where he's from, actually. Visit us at the Huntington County Library, and 100 of our patrons came as well, Jennifer, to see him sing songs from the catalog of Dean Martin. He gave a lot of backstory about Dean in his career, and then sang all the big hits. The crowd really enjoyed it. The weather, unfortunately, didn't cooperate, because right that hailstorm that rolled through came right as he sang the last note of his last song. So people were stuck in the library, which is not the worst place to be stuck in, Jennifer. In fact, if you had to be stuck somewhere, I would pick the Huntington County Library.
Did you see the sky?
I saw the sky.
I got some good pictures of it.
I think we're a little loud. Are we a little loud?
We're not in the library. We can be a little loud.
Well.
All right, so we do have some programs other than Community Day and the art show coming up. On Saturday, June 3rd at 2 p.m., the students of Aya Denzer will present a piano recital at the North County Branch Library. Denzer will provide some additional background in between the students' performance. And this concert is good for all ages, especially students who might be interested in learning how to play the piano and want to find out what it's all about. On Tuesday at the Headquarters Library, we welcome back genealogist Maureen Waldersick, who's going to talk about an introduction to basic genealogy research. This presentation is for those with little or no experience doing ancestry research, and it will provide starting points for your discussion, for your search. Maureen will discuss Ancestry.com, FamilySearch, Fold 3 online newspaper archives, and DNA testing. And handouts will be provided. They're being photocopied as we speak now.
Jennifer, we have a special program on Saturday, June 17th at 2 p.m. The Old Look Community Players will be coming by, and they're going to be presenting a play called Collected Stories by Donald Margulies. Don't miss the reading of Donald Margulies' critically acclaimed two-person play that has captivated audiences for over two decades on and off of Broadway. It's a riveting tale of friendship, betrayal, and the cost one is willing to make on the road to fame and fortune. So a special theatrical performance at the Huntington County Library, just showing the variety of programs that we have. Jennifer, once again, this is the Oldwood Community Players performing at the Huntington County Library on Saturday, June 17th at 2 p.m. I don't think you're going to want to miss this one. So that's three Saturdays in a row now we've got you with something interesting. Your Saturdays are ours, Jennifer.
Okay. I ran into our next performer in the frozen food aisle at ShopRite on Monday afternoon.
Was he singing?
He was telling jokes, as a matter of fact. It was singer-comedian Jack McDade, who will be performing Variety at the Library 8 on Wednesday evening, June 7th. He will be joined by cabaret singer AJ and pianist and vocalist Rick Charwin and Rick's wife, Melissa, and special guests, Nancy.
Scratch the last one.
Oh. They will not be there?
No.
Okie dokie. That's just as well. But if for some reason you're not interested in hearing Jack's songs and his jokes, and you're more concerned about global warming, the South Highlands group of the Sierra Club...
We are not in America. Aren't we pulling out of that?
I believe so. There will be the South Highlands group of the Sierra Club will be meeting at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 17th, and Dr. Robert DeSaro will present a second talk in regards to relying on our reasons and judgment, as well as techniques that are useful in how we judge the validity and or truth of a claim. I think we really need to read these flyers out loud before we print them.
Why is that?
Because it makes no sense at all.
It didn't make sense?
Not to me, it didn't.
I wasn't, I gotta confess, I wasn't listening at
Shocking.
All.
Shocking.
I'm an American, I don't care about global warming.
And then next Saturday, after you've spent the morning at the art show, you can head up to the North County Branch Library to see the movie that I have been wanting to see.
What's it called?
Manchester by the Sea.
No, you don't want to see it.
I love depressing movies. How can you think I would not like a depressing down movie?
Well, you're going to wallow in this one.
How could you think that about me? You know me. After a family loss, a man struggles with caring for his nephew. The sensitive character study feels profoundly human and finds an enviable balance between drama and humor. And this is one with Kyle Chandler, right?
Who's Kyle Chandler?
He's an actor. He was in First Edition.
What's First Edition?
It was a movie where, I mean, a TV show where a guy got a newspaper delivered the day before, and he knew what was the events that were going to happen, and he started in Homefront. Well, it doesn't matter.
Casey Affleck was the star, unless Kyle Chandler's one of the supporting actors.
He actually, now I'm like straining my eyes and reading it. Yes, he's the third person listed. Hey,
is he the kid?
No, he's a man.
Oh, is he the brother of the...
He might be.
Okay, I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah. So, yeah, so...
It's an Academy Award-winning performance by Casey Affleck.
So I think I'm going to see... And it's going to be shown again on June 5th, 15th at the headquarters library. So I think I'm definitely going to try to see that.
Very good. We'll enjoy.
Thank you. Well, you've got your hand on your phone. So I'm going to have to say it must be time to go and get ready for Jim Gannot to come in. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you, and we will see you at Community Day on Saturday.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In 4 hours, President Trump's to announce whether he's pulling the United States out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. California Governor Democrat Jerry Brown says whatever happens, he's not going to change his policies in California.
We're going to do everything we can to get on a sustainable path, and we're going to do it with other partners.
The president to announce his decision at 3 p.m. Eastern Time from the White House Rose Garden. The EU, UN, and just this morning Russia, all expressing their backing of the global agreement to gradually reduce emissions that many claim do cause climate change. Reports are President Trump is going to keep the U.S. Embassy in Israel in Tel Aviv, at least for now, not relocating to Jerusalem, the move something the Israeli governments wanted and something that was a Trump campaign pledge, but which the Palestinians oppose. This is USA Radio News.
If you're as tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric and protests as I am, it's time to stand up and show your support for our 45th president. There's no better way to do that than to proudly wear your pro-Trump apparel. The best site to find high-quality merchandise is ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. You'll find all the most popular slogans on shirts, hats, hoodies, and much, much more. You'll appreciate the people who run ProTrump45.com, too. They get it. They'll help you show your conservative values with great Trump gear. If you are proudly in the silent majority, if you've served in the military, if you're a hardworking American, a God-fearing American, a conservative, it's time to speak up. Be an adorable deplorable and help make America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now, ProTrump45.com.
So the Labor Department says first-time initial requests for unemployment benefits were up last week by 13,000 from the week before. But the nation's private sector added more than 250,000 jobs last month, according to just-released figures from ADP and Moody's Analytics, showing private payrolls growing by 253,000 jobs in May. The government's May jobs report is due out Friday morning. In Washington, the Smithsonian is dealing with its second racist incident in less than a week. We get the latest from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
A noose was found yesterday on the second floor of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. It comes after a noose.
He won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page says he'll testify before the House Intelligence Committee next month as that panel continues its probe into possible Russian interference in the U.S. election. Page says he has no intention of invoking the Fifth Amendment like former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has, and he says he welcomes the opportunity to provide actual facts and truths. Boeing is winning the job of building a hypersonic space plane that the government says will be able to launch on demand and also save the government lots of money, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project.